phone off.
I don't know what that thing is. I don't. I remember. It's looked like the green thing that comes around the pecans.
Yeah. You can get it all of your hands.
That was this other little fuzzy looking little nut. You know, the shell wasn't real hard. Almonds.
Yeah.
That's about all the nuts I can think of that we had.
Speaking of
pecans,
I was supposed to ask you a tree question, too. What kind of trees grow around here? Wild, you know,
that's
pecan trees.
There's a tree that we call a hackberry tree.
Yeah.
A china berry tree.
Yeah.
There's an oak tree around here that grows wild. Is that an oak? Yes, an oak. Not very many maple. That's oak tree. Yeah. You don't have any maple trees around. Mm-hmm. Maple trees were brought in, you know. Mm-hmm. I remember sagebrush. Mesquite trees.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you know, out near Irving, going toward DFW, there are so many mesquite trees out in that area. And it just surprised me because you usually find mesquite trees in West Texas, far West Texas.
Yeah.
Because I haven't seen a mesquite tree back south Dallas County anywhere. No mesquite trees have I really seen.
Yeah.
But out there, it's just,
yeah.
You know, just looks like, you know, hundreds of acres of mesquite trees.
It looks like Wichita Falls. It looks like my hometown.
That's right. Yeah. That is the strangest thing when I go out there.
It's sort of a big patch of them.
And people ask me, "Why are you so fascinated about the trees?" I said, "You just don't see that many mesquite trees in North Texas."
Right.
Like out at Cedar Hill.
Yeah.
Well, this is not really an area where cedar trees would grow.
Yeah.
So my theory is that perhaps some pioneers or something must have come through and planted some cedar trees, and the cedar seeds might have blown all over that area because, and it just doesn't make sense. That just, in one great big area of Dallas County, has a bunch of cedar trees.
And it's the only one.
Only one.
Uh-huh. And it smells good out there.
Yeah.
Oh, I love the way it smells. Well, I lived in Austin for years. And there's cedar trees all over the place down there. And especially at night. Oh, it smells so good. And when it rains, you can smell it cedar. Of course, it gives people what they call cedar fever. People with allergies can just get horrible. It blooms about this time of year, I think. People will get cedar fever and, you know, just
no, pine trees are pretty trees.
Yeah.
You don't see any around here close. You go 100 miles way down a tower.
Yeah.
You
know, yeah,
you get pine
does.
Tree country down there.
Our next door neighbor has a couple of strong ones that he planted, you know, and during this last ice storm, it'll be all the way over their head. Very top of the tree, touching the ground.
They didn't break either, did
it? No, they didn't break.
The pine trees are hard to break down.
Did y'all have any tree damage from this ice storm?
A lot of tree damage.
Mm-hmm. My husband was standing out in the front yard and he heard this sound like an explosion. Just, oh, wow! And he looked down the street and one of our neighbor's trees had just kind of exploded. It split in like three places and just like, oh.
Yeah, that was real strange. You know what's frightening about that whole thing? Is you think about, you know, everybody wants to build their houses on the trees.
Yeah.
You know, that's very dangerous too. A tree fall on your house.
Yeah, sure. Ah, I didn't think of it.
I know a fellow used to play one of SMU's great basketball stars, Jim Krebs. A tree fell on him. I forgot when the tree fell and killed him.
Really?
Yes, a few years ago.
Was he walking by? Or?
It was a real freakish thing. I don't know if the tree fell on his car or something like that.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. You know, I was driving home. This is in the car. Night before last, I guess. Yeah.